talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, Scott Spears here with you for Exchange Club on a getaway Friday, August the 7th, 2020, first Friday in the month of August 2020, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, here's the deal. Now, many of you might have followed this trilogy over the last few weeks. Here's what happened. What happened was, a few weeks ago, we brought somebody in as a new co-host on this show because we were just down to me. We got to the point where we were down to me and there was nobody else. And this is supposed to be a current events discussion show of anything going on in the world at that particular time. So we got down to that point, and then for a few weeks I did it alone and we did trivia and things like that. And then we brought somebody new in. And they came in for a couple weeks, and then we had some miscommunication, which I think a lot of you heard on the telephone and in studio, that there was a little bit of miscommunication about should this person show up or should this person not. So then I was kind of back to doing the show alone. Now, last week, I had a whole group of people here. We had Mary Ellen Withrow, and we had Ted Williams, and we had a whole group of people here doing the show last week. Now, in the last week, the last 7 days, did not tell anybody anything. I did not say, do not show up. I did not say anything like that. I was perfectly quiet on this issue for a week. And all morning, I've been talking about this. Will I be alone today from 12 to 1? Now, here we are at 12:15, which is the start time of this show, and I'm alone. Now, all I'm saying is that this one is not my fault. I was not involved in this. I did not do anything. I did not tell anybody anything. I did not say anything. I am a lamb in the forest during this particular issue. I am totally scot-free. And boy, does that fit today. I am scot-free on this particular issue because now I'll be able to complain and do all those things that this particular person has done to me. Because I know that in the last week, I did not do anything wrong. I did not say anything. We can check the record. We can pull the footage. We can pull whatever. I did not say anything. I was kind as could be. And I never got any messages regarding this show. So the egg is not on my face this particular week. That's all I'm saying. So now, if you have an opinion on this, what do you think has happened here? Because apparently we've had a breakdown in communication. I don't know what happened. 740-383-9944. 17 minutes past the hour. I might need a new co-host here for this particular show because we're still co-host empty. I'm sitting across from empty microphones. 740-383-9944. Now, what do you think happened this particular week? Do you have some kind of opinion about what has gone on here? Because apparently we've had some kind of a breakdown in communication. Now, I don't know where that happened, but we certainly did have a breakdown in communication. 740-383-9944 if you have any ideas on this. But all I'm saying is, when they come to do the fingerprints, when they come to take the depositions, I had nothing to do with it. I'm in the clear on this one. There is no messaging. There's no wording from me. There's nothing where I did anything inappropriate. I did not cancel. I just didn't do any of that this week. Now, I always get blamed for having done that, but this particular time, I am clear. You cannot argue the fact that in this particular situation, I did not do anything wrong. I'm in the right. You know, and it feels good to be in the right on this particular instance. Now, again, we're two empty microphones, well, four empty microphones really here, but this was not my doing today. That's all I'm saying. Not my doing. And I had a whole, you know, agenda prepared here that we could talk about, but it's just me. So there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you would like to weigh in on this, because I think there's been a breakdown in communication somewhere in the world. And I don't think this time it can be blamed on me. Now, I will say there are times when these things could be blamed on me. No doubt about it. But this particular time, no blame falls in my court. This one is not on me. All right. 740-383-9944. And I guess we'll just save these topics for next week. These current events, I guess. I don't know. Who knows what will happen in the next hour? We've still got about 40 minutes left here. 740-383-9944 if you got anything to say. We'd love to hear from you. Interesting program here this Friday. All right, you know what? We're not going to do the Family Feud this hour, since we have now put aside our current events for the day. What we're going to do is, let's see, I've got some trivia questions that we did many, 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 many weeks ago that we never really got to. Now, these are pretty much just straight trivia questions. So let's see if anybody knows the answers to any of these. Okay, what do we got here? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? Does anybody know that? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream in 2004? And I'll give you one more. Let's see here. According to scientists at MakeIceCream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? So those are your questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have the answers to any of those questions? According to scientists at MakeIceCream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream in 2004? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in 2003? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the United States? Does anybody know the answers to any of these? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of ice cream in the U.S.? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream? Woo, what other one do we got here? According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream in 2004? According to scientists at MakeIceCream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? Haven't you always wanted to know the answer to that? How many licks does it take to get to the center of one scoop of an ice cream cone? Can anybody guess the licks? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. According to scientists, no even guesses in this hour. According to scientists at MakeIceCream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumes the most ice cream? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? And which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the United States? Does anybody know the answer to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. We would certainly love to hear from you if you know the answers to any of those questions. What do you think of Governor DeWine and his positive coronavirus COVID test, and then less than 24 hours later, finding out that he did not test positive for COVID-19, that he actually tested negative? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? We had a lot of thoughts on this on the morning show this morning, between 8 and 10. Do we have any more thoughts on that? What a mess that must have been in the governor's office. The governor goes down to meet the president and takes this test, and it comes back positive. So he thinks he has COVID-19. He thinks he's part of the pandemic. He goes back to Columbus. He goes to his house. He does this press conference on his porch and says he's going to quarantine for 2 weeks. He takes another test, another form of this test, and then come to find out he does not have it, which really puts in trouble, really puts into perspective these tests. I mean, what in the world is going on? I mean, it gives you a little bit of pause when you think about it. If that can happen to the governor, what are we in store for as regular people here in Ohio in the United States? I don't know. What's your thought on it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it's interesting in a lot of ways because, you know, nobody knows what to do. That's one of the big problems of this pandemic that everybody's fighting about. What do you do during this pandemic? What's the right path to take? And nobody seems to know. You know, in the beginning, they said masks were not a good idea. Now masks are mandatory in the state of Ohio. They have talked about things that you can take that kind of make it better. We don't have a vaccine, probably won't have one readily available to people till spring of next year is what they say. Is that true? Is that false? How many people are working round the clock on this vaccine at this point? All I know is if it can happen to the governor, you really wonder what could happen to other people. Because I would have thought, if they would want to get anybody's test right, it would probably be the governor's. And somehow that did not happen. Now, why was that? We don't know. Any thoughts on that out there in listener land? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I just think the whole thing is very unfortunate. Because I think what it's creating is doubt in people. They're starting to doubt how to handle this. How to handle this pandemic. How to handle what's going on. And if you have doubt, it gets very, very confusing. Very, very confusing, very, very difficult, and then you really don't know what's going on. But we'll get through it, I'm sure. 740-383-9944. If you got an opinion, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, I think I'm about to get a message here. Now somebody's telling me they weren't invited. Oh, man. 740-383-9944. It's one of those days. Man alive. All right. I don't know. Talking a little bit about this, a little bit about that. Don't forget a school supply giveaway this Saturday, August the 8th at 9 a.m. at the Richland Road Church of Christ. Giving away backpacks full of school supplies, first come, first serve basis. Richland Road Church of Christ is located at 535 Richland Road here in Marion. If people have questions, they can call 740-389-1017. That's 740-389-1017. Isn't this a thing? Oh, now I'm being told that the person went on a college visit. Now, nobody told me that. Now, do you see how things can be miscommunication? Now, nobody ever said to me that there was a college visit today. Nobody ever said anything. Not one time. Oh, my goodness. Isn't this funny? Now, see, I got blamed for this. Now, I want to hear the story. Maybe we can get a call in here. Maybe we'll find out what's the whole story of this is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44. We want to know the whole story here. Or if there's anything you have to say about the governor or anything going on in the state, give me a call. Let's see, what else do we got here? Oh, the Schmitz thing's going on. Marion supports Schmitz pop-up event supports Marion Matters. Get your sausage or cream puff. August the 7th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Founders Park in downtown Marion. Proceeds go to Marion Matters. That's going on right now. And then we got the Brightview New Outpatient Treatment Center opening August the 10th, 560 North Main Street. Patient-focused, evidence-based addiction treatment, medication-assisted treatment, immediate access to medical provider clinical support, peer support and case management services, Medicaid, Medicare, and commercial insurance accepted, 24-hour scheduling, 833-510-HELP. They welcome new patients. If you have any questions, you can contact the community outreach manager, Desiree Sharp, at 419-617-9201. That's 419-617-9201. That's what we got going on. Now, we'll see if we can get a call-in going on here to see what's going on out there in the world. Because we want to know what happened to our co-host today. Because I was not aware of any college visits. And we'll find out. We'll see if we can figure this out. Anything going on out there in the world interesting today? You know, the trivia questions may be a little hard. I don't know if anybody has ever been to makeicecream.com or whatever this website is. What is it? What website am I quoting here? Where is the thing again? Who would have ever thought one day we would be on the air talking about makeicecream.com? All right, here are the trivia questions again. I'll give them to you. Let me know if you have answers. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Does anybody know that? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the U.S. in 2003? According to research by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream in 2004? According to scientists at MakeIceCream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of ice cream? Well, these are obviously very difficult questions. 740-383-9944. Now, I got somebody out here making guesses about this and telling me my trivia is bad. Now, we've only got 25 minutes left in the show, and they also know why I am co-hostless today. Now, this person could call in and explain this to me. Because, oh, and we could also talk about some of the current events that I had planned to talk about. You know, the actual current events here on the show. Now, give me a call. Don't be shy. I know you're at work doing your thing, but give me a buzz here. Everybody can say hi from your establishment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I ran out of Family Feud. What a day to run out of Family Feud questions. That would be my luck, is that on this day, I would run out of Family Feud questions. How does that happen? And then you're trying to drum up these phone calls. Drum them up. We can't get a call. What in the world is going on? The world is on its ear. And the morning was going so well. 35 minutes past the hour, 25 minutes left in this program. Well, okay, the person just got new freezers delivered. Okay, here's what you do. For 25 minutes, just push those freezers to the side and take part in a brilliant radio show here that'll be in the archives forever, and then go back to the freezers about later on. Yes, we can talk about TikTok, because I don't understand that anyway. So fill me in on the TikTok. Call in. 740-383-9944. I got 24 minutes of filler here that I need to fill today. You can be my guest co-host via telephone from a remote location today if you call in, and you can tell me about TikTok and what's going on there, because I think the Chinese are not going to sell it, and then we're going to have an issue because somehow they're being forced to sell it. I don't know. Well, put the employees on the air. Put somebody on the air. We've got 24 minutes here of live radio ahead of us. Dial the number. You can put it on the speakerphone. I know you got a speakerphone. You dial the number, you put us on the speakerphone, I'll talk to whoever's there at this point. All right? Now we're down to 23 minutes now. 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Give me a call, put me on the speakerphone, and I'll talk to whoever's there, and they can tell me about TikTok, they can tell me about Chinese ownership of it. We'll go through the whole list here of things that I planned on talking about today. Just flip that speakerphone on and let's open up the airwaves here and see what we got. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll go around the horn for the next hour, and we'll learn these employees' names and what they do and how they feel about everything, because you got to be in touch with the kids. 23 minutes left in the program today. Hopefully the next 23 minutes will be spent doing something productive and brilliant, and we'll learn something here together. You know, if you have lemons, you make lemonade. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to take lemons and make lemonade. And I blame this all on one person. Now, I hate to say that, but I blame it on one person for not telling me there was a college visit. Now, I don't fault somebody for going on a college visit, but I do fault them for not telling me. Because I've always been courteous enough to tell somebody when they were not wanted. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. When you don't want somebody, you tell them. And I've always done that. How long does it take to dial a phone number? You know, this is where we are in society. 740-383-9944, about down to 31 minutes now. I should get a, you know, is that time and temperature number still in business? I could get a job with that time and temperature number giving time cues. That could be my new thing. Just giving time cues all day long. 31 minutes till the top of the hour. 21 minutes now till the top of the hour here. And we call it a day. This 5 hours of programming. Are they staging everything over there at the restaurant we're about to call? I don't know what's going on. 21 minutes. Maybe the phone got dropped in one of those new freezers. Well, call... No, this is not a call out show. It's a call in show. Oh my goodness. Okay. Here we go. We're going to try to call now. Okay. This is always a disaster every time we try to call somebody. But here we go. Let's give them a call. All right. Let's see what happens. Always a disaster every time we do this, but we're trying here today. I wouldn't want to interrupt a lot.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed has been changed. If you feel you have reached this...
That number doesn't work. So, oh, gee whiz, you gave me the wrong number. Call me. Oh, what a disaster. I think we called at the same time. You see, this is live for you. You want to know what really happens during a radio show? This is what can happen. A disaster. I think we called each other at the same time there. And that's what happened. I think. Or the phones have just died. Which is maybe what has also happened. All right, somebody call me who's out there listening and let me know that the phones are working. Are the phones still working? Have the phones went down all over Marion at this point? What in the world is going on? Boy, I tell you, this is the jinx hour if you've ever heard one. All right, somebody over there, give me a call so we can try to save what's left of this program, the 19 minutes we've got left in this program. Dial the digits and let me know what's going on. Because clearly, we've got problems. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. I think I had a bad phone number there. But I'm going to try it. Here we go. Oh, man. Let's pray this works. Here we go. Oh, man. Now, see, it didn't work again. Oh, here comes the phone call. Oh, holy mackerel. Let's hope this is somebody. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this is calling to advertise my chickens for sale.
Oh, go right ahead.
Yeah, I have 13 chickens for sale.
13 chickens. Now, do you have a chicken farm here in Marion?
No, I just have some chickens, and my husband's got sick and he couldn't help me take care, couldn't take care of him, so I had to take care of him. So I'm going to get rid of half of them.
Okay, so how much are you selling these chickens for?
$5 a piece.
$5 a chicken. Now, who should they call?
740-262-1837.
All right. 262, what was it? 262, what was that again?
262-1837.
And you're selling chickens?
Yes.
All right, we've got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, now we're selling chickens. I'll tell you, this has been the most bizarre hour I've ever seen in my life. Now, we got 15 minutes left, I think. Does anybody else have any barnyard animals they'd like to sell? That's what we've deteriorated now. We're in barnyard animal territory on this. What once was a nice current event show, we're now in barnyard animals. And now I'm getting static from somebody about calling. Now, they were going to call, and now they're backing off calling. I don't know what. I think they have a fear. I don't know what it is. There's some kind of fear going on. We wanted to know about TikTok. This would have been a perfect current event to talk about today with 16 minutes left in the program. Obviously, the lady trying to sell her chickens got through there. So give me a buzz here, and we'll put you on the air. We need help today. We need help with this last 15 minutes. This is a mess. You know, I think the trivia questions got a little hard. We ran out of Family Feud here. Now we've got chickens being sold. Are you even allowed to have chickens in Marion? I don't know. I've never bought a never bought a live chicken. Now, see, this person's now trying to... This is not Swap Shop. They're now trying to turn this into Swap Shop about some old freezers. Well, call in and tell me about your old freezers. Okay, oh, here we go. Holy mackerel. Let this be something. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott Fear.
Oh, man. You're in such trouble.
I am not in trouble.
Oh, okay. Yes, you are. Listen. Do you know, I'm sweating blood right now here.
I actually just got in the car. We are just leaving Heidelberg. Just got in the car, and I keep seeing all these things pop up because my phone is like has no service. So I see all these things popping up. I'm like, oh, no, I better call.
Well, here's what happened, and I hate to get into this, but, you know, I've been blamed time and time again for telling you not to come on Friday and giving you little notice about it. Now, is this correct?
Absolutely, but then I don't even know when I'm supposed to come because you're going to be wanting to talk to me.
Now, hold on. Now, is it not true that every time I have canceled you, that I, even though it's sometimes been like within an hour, that I've always called and canceled you?
Yes.
All right. So let's get to today. Now, today, have I in the last week called to cancel you?
No, but I thought we weren't even doing it.
Did you just think we were, like, off the air or something? We were going to play cartoons in this hour?
Well, I just figured you'd have, like, something else or somebody else or play your trivia or I'd go, like, wash your hair or whatever else you do, like, when you tell me not to come in.
But see, back to the point. Nobody, every time I've told you not to come in, I have told you that beforehand. Now, there was no message today not to come in.
In the history of times, I think I've been on there two times, and the show was supposed to be on. I was supposed to be, like, the new permanent person for, like, the last 8 weeks or something, and you've called me off every other time. Like, I just thought we weren't doing it anymore.
But you thought the show was canceled.
I just thought you were going to have another host or just do it yourself.
It's hard to do a panel show by yourself.
I don't disagree, but you've managed it every other week.
No, trust me. If you would have heard the show today, you would realize I'm not managing it very well.
I'm sorry. So we had this last-minute visit for Luke at Heidelberg. I mean, literally texted me the night before last, and here we are. I had to be there at 9 a.m. this morning. So.
Oh, no, I'm not faulting you for going. I mean, you had a thing going on like a couple weeks ago, and you told me about that. You said, I've got to go to this thing. I won't be able to come in that. I totally understood that. And if you would have said that, this, I would have been with you 100%. I've got to go to a college visit. I won't be there. I got it. But we drove up to noon today, and there was nothing. As a matter of fact, I had to hear it from somebody else.
My phone has been struggling over there. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it got rough here, too. Somebody was calling in selling their chickens.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Oh, yeah. trust me, this is one we're going to send off to the Emmy Award Committee to try to win an award for this hour today.
Well, so listen, as soon as I turn this on, turn on the show, Luke and I, of course, are sitting here. He can hear you. We're on speakerphone here through the car, but you were talking about TikTok.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead. Get into a current event now.
Yeah, right? So what about TikTok?
Well, I understand. You know, are you going to be here ever again? I mean, that's what we need to know at this point.
Well, sure. I can be there next week.
Oh, I'm not putting any money on that.
Well, I'm not either, because you'll probably call me off.
Listen. All I'm saying is, in the world of courtesy, before we get to TikTok here, because we've got 11 minutes left, in the world of courtesy, I have always told you beforehand not to come. Right?
Right, but I didn't even think this was a thing anymore.
Oh, you did too? We were together, 8 days ago, and you said, am I still on that thing? And I said, well, yeah, but not tomorrow.
No, that's not how it went. Okay.
That's how it went. And I had a whole agenda today to talk about. I had a whole, list of topics.
Is TikTok one of them?
Yeah, TikTok was on the list. I wanted to talk about the governor being diagnosed and then not diagnosed. I wanted to talk about the show Big Brother because that's popular. I've never seen that. I wanted to talk about, there are health benefits to optimism. Pessimism can lead to an early death. People have time to exercise, but they don't because they spend it on their phones. Unemployment is an increase in happiness. I had a whole thing of topics here today.
You were loaded. Usually we have you make me come up with nothing to say.
Kind of like today. But
I'm
since you
were struggling with chickens today.
Oh, man, we were selling chickens, live chickens.
Wow.
That's what was going on here today.
There might be a bunch for sale since the whole fair thing, right?
Well, and in the end of this, I lost my family feud. I ran out in the second hour of the fourth hour of being on the air this morning. I ran out of family feud. So, and even our friend, our mutual friend Michelle, who's listening now from her car with Dawson. Hello, Dawson and Michelle.
Well, Luke's with me. Say hi to Luke.
Hello, Luke.
Say hi.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, hello. Yeah. See, this is the thing, though. As I say
so
hello to everyone. Huh?
So enthusiastic.
Who was? Me?
Both of you.
Who, me and Luke?
Yes.
No, I was enthusiastic. He just didn't sound like he wanted to talk. He might be exhausted.
Well, no, he's excited.
Oh, he's excited. Are you going to go to Heidelberg?
It's definitely up there on the list.
You know, I know somebody who goes to Heidelberg, and they like it a lot there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So what's good about Heidelberg? What's your favorite thing?
I think it has the best atmosphere of all the colleges I've been to.
Oh, a nice atmosphere. So it's like in the fall, it would be nice. Like the leaves on the trees would be nice, and it would look good there.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah.
Good.
It's like a really
Now, it's a German college, right? Heidelberg?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of bratwurst there.
Did you know that, I'm part German, Scott?
You're part German?
Yeah, so I fit right in.
You're German-Kentuckian?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, no, wait a second. You know, by the way, we did this 18 times this week, and you called me a name on the internet. I can't even say on the air. But you were the one who was talking about this secret book, right?
Yeah, we were talking about the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Rhonda Byrne. And what, again, is the point of The Secret?
It's just that the law of attraction, basically. So, like, what you put out is, you know, what you get back. You can't constantly be having, like, negative vibes and putting, like, negative things out there and expect to have a positive life.
Oh, man. You're in big trouble then today as far as a positive life goes.
I was with my kid doing college visits for football, so I think I'm positive.
No. I'm saying that's okay. I get that. Nobody's angry about that. What I'm saying is that you didn't give me any notice. That's the negative vibe.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for that, but I really was, like, not even thinking.
It's sad.
Should I take the blame for this one, Scott? Should I be like, listen, I apologize?
Apologize on the air right now. Let me hear your best apology for what happened today.
I'm sorry that you're upset that I'm not there.
No. Wait a second. No. Apologize and take the blame yourself. Don't apologize for how I feel.
Yes, no, I am. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it today, and I'm sorry that you're left to talk about chickens and that you're upset that I'm not there. I will be there next week.
Well, no, I'm not upset. I'll tell you what it is. I'm disappointed.
Worse. That's even worse.
No, I am. I'm disappointed because I knew, because I thought you were somebody I could count on. And
oh my gosh, don't even think about, like, don't go there.
No, hold on. Let me just get through this. Because you are like Johnny on the spot when it comes to showing up to stuff and getting pretzels and sodas and all this sort of thing. And that's why I always felt that even though I had to cancel you, that I needed to send you a message, even if it was only like an hour beforehand. Because I didn't want you showing up because I knew you would.
You just think I'm so loyal that I would just keep coming back no matter how many times you canceled me. So I guess that's kind of like...
Well, yeah, if you don't say never come back, well then, I mean, you can't just read into multiple cancellations. I mean, you were here like 3 weeks ago.
And it sounds to me like you were just taking advantage of my loyalty.
Oh, see, now you turned it back on me. No, I was taking advantage of the fact that I thought you would be a good co-host of this show, but we just had several weeks there where other things were going on.
Okay.
Didn't I always give you a reason when I told you not to come in?
You gave me a reason, but they were usually pretty shaky.
Oh man.
They were never great reasons.
No, they were okay. But no, that's all I'm saying. Nobody is saying that being on a college visit is a bad thing. A matter of fact, you should be at the college visit. That's more important than this, no doubt about it. But what I'm saying is just a little heads up would have been good.
Oh, okay, I guess a heads up that I'm, like, still a part of the show is good, too.
I didn't know I had to, like, do I have to reassure you every week that you're a part of the show?
No, but I haven't been on for so long, so I thought it wasn't a thing.
Well, it's here every week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Every week that you decide, though, I mean, like, right? Like, whenever.
No, it's every week. You know, it's every week. This show is on every week, come rain or shine. Last week, we just had too many people here, and then the week before that, you were, I think, you know, doing your thing that you had to do.
Yep.
Right, so there you go. So the last two, and the week before that, I think...
Something else.
Huh?
The week before that was something else, and the week before that, you were like, I don't know, doing something else.
Listen, the audience, because I did like 20 minutes at the top of the show about why I'm right in this circumstance.
Okay.
It's okay.
I hope that they believe you.
Oh, they do. Because now we know, we have confirmation that you did not let me know that you weren't coming, which left me kind of in the lurch.
It didn't leave you in the lurch. Oh my, I mean, I guess if you were selling chickens, then maybe.
That is a real thing.
I'm so sorry that I missed that. I will have to go back and listen.
And listen to my little explanation at the top of the show. But so the book of The Secret is you put out good stuff but then you said something very Kentuckian, which is what I was getting to.
I don't remember what did I say?
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down on an index card that day because I knew I'd never remember that.
I know. I said about it being a good book, but you took it out of context when you were talking about it because you made it sound like I was just, like, talking to myself, but I was looking at Michelle and being like, because she's read it as well. So it was a point, like, you were kind of making fun of it, and I was like, tell me not how good this book is.
Oh, see, you know it. Yeah. Oh, you even speak like that now. That's what it was. Tell me not how good the book is.
Right.
What does that mean?
It just came out that way. Granted, it was kind of a mess.
Now, let me tell you what I did. After you said that, I wrote that down on an index card. I sent that to linguists from all 50 states, colleges in all 50 states. I think there was one from Heidelberg. I sent it to people on the space station to try to get them to interpret, decipher what that meant. Tell me not how good the book is. Nobody knew.
Right.
They think it's alien language. Right now, the people, it's on Mars somewhere right now, and they're trying to figure out what in the world you said.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, that was a good 10 seconds of dead air.
I'm sorry, we're trying to order lunch.
So you muted me?
I did, and I was trying to talk, and then she told me to hold on.
Why couldn't we know what you're ordering for lunch? That would be more exciting than half the things we've done on this show today.
I'm at Arby's drive-thru.
Oh, what are you having?
I will just have like a classic Lucy sandwich, probably.
What you whispered? What'd you say? What's that?
I'm just gonna have a roast beef sandwich.
Was that like FBI talk or something?
You're making it so awkward.
I'm gonna have a roast beef sandwich. What is that? I mean, is the mafia going to do a hit on you if they find out you're having a roast beef sandwich?
Maybe.
Holy man. Where is Heidelberg, for all the people who don't know?
Tiffin. It's in Tiffin.
Tiffin. Hey, you know, yeah. There used to be a mental institution in Tiffin.
Oh, there was? Are you familiar with that? Okay,
yep.
Hold on.
Tell that lady to hold on. I'm doing a radio show here.
Classic roast beef sandwich meal. Tell me more.
Ooh, let's listen.
With a cookie.
I got you.
Okay. What do you want?
Well, we're getting some cheese melts here. A turkey club.
A grand turkey club.
Turkey club.
Yeah, I heard that part. You want a meal? Yes.
Put it in the meal.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Medium with a sweet tea.
Speak up.
That's it.
Water.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, Scott.
Yes, what?
Oh my goodness gracious.
What? No, you see, even that lady knew you were ordering like you were in the witness relocation program. Why were you whispering to her?
Yes, with the water also, please.
Oh, man.
Oh, just a cup of water, please. You're making it so awkward. I'm sorry. That's it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to post your picture of me scaring you, or the video of me scaring you now, just for that.
I'll tell you what, this was worth you call. This is better than the show we would have done if you were here.
That's probably true.
Why are you
awful. I didn't want you to hear, or whoever's listening, so I had my whole head out the window, and I'm trying to listen to you, and she's talking to me, so I keep saying, I'm sorry.
Why were you whispering to that woman too?
Luke's cracking up at me, and he's like, here, hold on, I'll hold up to your mouth so you can hear.
You're losing your mind. Why were you hanging out the window?
Because I don't even know what I'm going to actually get for lunch now.
Why can't we know what you're ordering? It sounds like you got a turkey club.
I was hoping that we would, like, be, it was a long line, so I thought maybe we'd be in the line for a minute, but no.
Yeah, darn those.
At the turkey club, turkey, whatever it was, sandwich.
Darn those people for having good service.
I'm telling you, it's fast.
But, I mean, why were you so scared to put on the air what you were ordering? What is that about? What kind of phobia is that?
It's not a phobia. I just didn't know if that was what you wanted to talk about today.
Why, sure. We're talking about chickens.
Which isn't a bad topic.
But, I mean, why are you whispered it to me. Roast beef. You did that. And then that woman clearly couldn't hear you. What was that you said? What? You wanted a what? 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 She didn't know.
I know. I'm just getting yelled at everywhere today.
Well, you got to speak. You got to speak up when you're on the microphone.
I wasn't on the microphone, though.
Oh yeah, you were. We all heard it.
Oh, Scott, I hope you had a better end of the show than what it started.
Well, I did, but my goodness. And then we had Michelle, who she was going to call in, and then she gave me some phony number that I couldn't call in. It's been one of those. But you know what this has been? This has been a show that you put in the archives because this is what live is all about. You don't know what's going to happen. I didn't know you were going to call.
Right. Now, I mean, I need to go back and read these messages, I feel like, now, because I don't even know what I've missed today.
Well, I just sent you a message calling you a name for not showing up.
Oh, you called me a name, SS Pairs?
Oh, don't start that. But let me tell you something. You're not... That video that you took scaring somebody coming in the door, if that ever gets anywhere, I'm going to have to sue you.
Have you seen it? Yeah.
No. I'm going to have your...
We love scaring people at my house. I mean, Luke loves it. I do it. We do it. So, I mean, it's a thing. Now I have you in the archives as well.
You delete that immediately because we can't have that. Because what if you would drop dead? If you drop dead, then somebody's going to get a hold of your phone and have that.
Yes, but if you drop dead, then I can play it at your funeral. So I've got that.
No, you're not going to be invited to my funeral.
Oh, it's an invitation-only funeral?
Oh, I've already put explicit directions in. Don't let this person at the funeral, because she whispers too much, you wouldn't hear the eulogy.
I thought I was the person, though. I thought I could give the eulogy.
Well, what would you say?
We've already talked about this.
No, I know what you'd get up and you say, well, let's have a roast beef sandwich, like that. And then people in the crowd would, what? What would she say? What? What?
Oh, goodness.
That's what it would be. I'm sad.
Oh, I'm sad, too. I'm sorry that you're upset, Scott, that
no,
I wasn't there.
I'm not upset. See, you did one of those false apologies again.
I know. That's the point.
Now, here, give a real apology. We're at the end of the show. Now, give a real apology.
I'm sorry that I couldn't be there, and I should have called you earlier.
Now, say that again.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there, and I should have called you earlier.
And I was?
And I was really sorry-er that you were upset about it.
No. Start W-R-O. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't wrong.
Oh, you were. You were.
No, I'm sorry that I wasn't there.
You know, Amy even called in and said... You're wrong. Michelle said you were wrong. We've had the lady with the chicken said you were wrong.
I was not wrong.
Are you talking to the lady at the window again? Are you muting me again?
No, Luke muted you.
Can't believe you're muting a live radio show. Holy mackerel.
Scott, you're having me giving her the wrong amount of money.
No. Well, tip her.
She's staring at me like I'm shorting her 59 cents because, well, I did.
Well, don't shortchange people like you do normally. I know how you do. You like to beat the check. But,
exactly.
I know. Well, this has been fun. Now, maybe you'll be here next week. We really don't know. But if this
if this
would ever happen again, just send me a message. Say, I can't. Because if you don't hear from me, then as far as you know, we're on. And then you need to.
Okay, gotcha.
You follow?
Oh, my God. I totally misunderstood. This is even more embarrassing, Scott. Thank you.
What are you doing now?
So listen. Wait.
Are you drunk?
Oh,
okay.
No,
she's
so irritated with me. So my meal was like 15 something, and I gave her a 20, and I thought she said she was staring at me, and she was like, it's 20.59, so I gave her another dollar, and she just gave me back like $6 and whatever in change. Like, it was obviously 15.59, and I handed her another dollar.
Oh, man. Not only is your voice going, but your hearing's going.
I have no idea what's happening right now. I don't know what it is we're getting. Like, this whole thing is screwed up.
I'm sorry. Well, we don't know what you're getting. We heard you order, even though you tried to whisper it like you were on The Sopranos or something.
You never know what's going to happen here.
Man alive. Well, this has been great. But, again, if you can't be here, just let somebody know, and then we'll all be clear.
Okay, deal.
All right. Well, Luke, I'm sorry we had to, you know, call in during your trip here. I hope you had a great time at Heidelberg, and I know you're going to do great wherever you go.
Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you both next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Holy mackerel. And that's all the time we have for this particular program here. Whew. Have you ever seen a car crash on the side of the road? That's what this kind of was today. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We've been attacked by Trump supporters, and I also don't want it to be the source of, you know, promotion for the Clinton campaign. It shouldn't be that way. This was just a reporter asking legitimate questions and relevant questions to issues that are in the forefront of political discussion single day.
With Scott Spears.